Johnny took off his jacket, intending to sponge off a bit before dressing. Lars leaned forward eagerly. Turl had told him that a good security chief always depended upon body marks for identification. How right! There were the small scars of the collar. He had his man. He became inwardly jubilant, cheerful.
You can hurry it along now, Tyler. I know you for sure. The collar scars.
So that's what he had been looking for, thought Johnny.
The others left hours ago, didn't they?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, they did.
It came to him that the others had been logged out when they went to the academy to install the recorders and must not have been logged back in. Great. 20 minutes to go.
And you stayed behind to rig some little tricks of your own, didn't you? We'll find him later, never fear. Your masquerade is over, Tyler.
Lars thought that was pretty good. He had thought it up himself.
Get dressed.
Johnny took a piece of buckskin and gave himself a sponge bath, a procedure looked upon with total amazement by the Brigantes. They had never seen nor heard of anyone ever taking a bath.
How did you get onto me?
Asked Johnny.
I'm afraid that is a state secret.
Ah,
said Johnny. 17 minutes to go.
Something you learned from Hitter, or Bitter, or whomever that was?
He recalled Kerr mentioning this fellow was crazy on the subject.
You mean Hitler!
Corrected Lars angrily.
Ah, Hitler. That doesn't sound like a cyclo name. Cyclo names aren't two syllables, usually. Sometimes they are, though.
Hitler was not a cyclo,
said Lars emphatically.
He was a man. He was the greatest military leader and the holiest church member man ever had.
Must have been a long time ago.
15 minutes and 17 seconds to go. They were almost in the clear for their 45 minutes, but it could be an hour. Well, yes, said Lars, it was a long time ago. How'd Lars ever find out about Hitler? Well, his family was from Sweden, and they were very literate. In fact, his father was a minister, and they had some old books the church had kept that had been printed by the German War Propaganda Ministry in the purest Swedish, and it really was inspirational. It seems that to be really religious, one had to be a pure Aryan, and an Aryan was really a Swede. Most people in the tribe had the colossal nerve to scoff at such holy creeds, but it had been the state religion of Sweden.